الله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الإنسان لربه لكنود وإنه على ذلك لشهيد. From the beginning of the surah, Allah Ta'ala, Tabarak wa Ta'ala, has taken the six qasams, six oaths, to establish one point. And the six qasams are very, very striking also, and appeal very much to every person if we just consider them. Just to revise what we had done, Allah Ta'ala has taken qasam of the horses of jihad. Either it is the rider on the horse of jihad, or generally about horses. That what great quality Allah Ta'ala has kept in a horse. That these horses, that when they go out, especially in jihad, in battle, then they gallop so fast that they lose their breath also. They go out of their breath. In other words, they sacrifice for the cause of the jihad, for the cause of the rider on the horse. And then they go, and whatever terrain, whatever ground they have to cover, they cover. Whether it is rocky ground, whether it is up the mountain, wherever. And in that also, with what speed they are going, that the hooves of the hooves hitting onto the stones and the rocks, giving off sparks as they are, so to say, flying past all the time. And then they go and they attack early in the morning also. That was the normal time of launching an attack, early in the morning. So in other words, they put their comforts and everything aside and they do fully what they are supposed to do. And then further than that, that speed of which they gallop, the morning air, and after the morning the dew that falls on the ground, and it makes the ground sort of wet, but the speed that they are going and galloping at, it even raises the dust and the sand, it raises that also. And so much so at times that the sand goes so high that you can't see which one is in front, which one is at the back. At such a speed they are raising. And another great quality, when they come and they have to attack in the enemy, they will throw themselves right into the midst of the enemy. They won't think of retreating, of turning a bit to the side or anything. In fact, it happens so much also that the horse will save its rider also. From any harm coming to the rider, the horse will save the rider also. So these great qualities Allah Ta'ala has mentioned about the horse, and when he just gets a few grains or a few some grass to eat and some pellets to eat, because of that he's so loyal. So insan, human being, should think that what ni'mat Allah Ta'ala has blessed him with all the time, and how much he should be thankful to Allah Ta'ala. But contrary to that, Allah Ta'ala, who is the all-knower and knows our conditions, states the general condition of man. Of course, there are those men also who are really truthful to Allah Ta'ala. And in the word man here, all I include at woman also, there are those righteous and pious women also who are very, very thankful and obedient to Allah Ta'ala, and so are many, many men also. But generally, this is the condition of man. Innal insana li rabbihi lakanood. Beshak aadmi apne rab ka na shukar hai. Man is such that he is unthankful to Allah Ta'ala. So many ni'mats of Allah Ta'ala, we don't just eat grass and pellets, but what ni'mats Allah Ta'ala gives us. How many of us perhaps had our cup of coffee or tea already before we came? How many of us, when we go, we will perhaps have a cup of tea ready for us at home? Whatever it might be, from morning to night, how many ni'mats of Allah Ta'ala? If we wake up in the morning and we are still fit and we are walking, what a great ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala. When we relieve ourselves, what a great ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala. Those people whose urine has become blocked, may Allah protect us all. The pain and the problems that come from there. Those people who are badly constipated, what big problems, what a big ni'mat that is. But perhaps we don't think of it as a ni'mat. But just let one small thing go wrong in our lives, and then our complaints are all the time. And how beautifully it has been said, it is mentioned in a hadith that when we go and complain to people about our problems, Allah Ta'ala says, you are complaining about me, because everything comes from Allah Ta'ala. You are complaining about me that can do everything, and you go and complain to somebody who can do nothing for you. That for whoever we complain to, they can't do anything for us. Allah is the one who can do everything, but we don't turn to Him. So man is very, very unthankful of the great favors of Allah Ta'ala. And we have to make even so much more. Allah blessed us with the ni'mat of Iman. Iman is a real gift from Allah Ta'ala. It is not what a person earns or what he deserves at all. And Allah be kind to us, and we protect and go with this Iman from this world, then really we will realize that it is this Iman that is blessing us with Jannat and the ni'mats of Allah and the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. And what a great ni'mat that is, we will only realize there. And when we will see, may Allah protect us all, the people in Jahannam, as we heard in the surah this morning, in the namaz, in Amma Yatasaloon, and in the whole Quran Sharif, what the tortures and torments of Jahannam are. And Allah saved us all on account of this Iman. So what a great treasure this is. How much we have to be thankful to Allah for this Iman, for this Islam, for the Quran Sharif, for everything our beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. How much difficulties he went through in order to bring this Deen to us. So we should all appreciate that very, very much and be thankful to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. The ni'mat of Allah, we had a good night's sleep. We were protected. What a ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala. There is no end, but how much shukr do we make? Yeah, Allah declares that take a lesson from the horse, how much he's an animal, but how much he sacrifices, and especially at the time of jihad and the battle, how much that horse does. Can't you, O insan, in which we all are included, can't you take a lesson from there and also be thankful to Allah Ta'ala? Very similar to this is that example of a dog also. A dog is usually regarded as a lowly animal, but it just gets a piece of bread from its master's hand, and it remains loyal with that master. For it will run in front of the master all the time when he goes. It will protect him also all the time, and it won't leave that door just because it gets a piece of bread from there. We get everything from Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. How much are we loyal to Allah Ta'ala? That even forget the blood shedding, forget sweat that we give, just our thoughts and our desires also we are not prepared to sacrifice. May Allah let us take lessons from these great dramatic things. And yeah, how the Quran is portrayed this so beautifully. Let us take a lesson from there and bring this into our lives also, that we also become loyal to Allah and faithful to Him. Whatever has passed, then afallahu amma salaf, let us make tawbah, and that is in the past. But from now, let us try and be loyal and faithful to Allah Ta'ala for all His favors that He has blessed us with. Wa akhiru da'wana.